BTW, FYI, tap the banner ASAP to learn about Nexplanon, etanogestrel implant 68 milligrams radiopaque, or ask your HCP IRL. Visit Nexplanon.com RN. K-T-T-Y-L.
Summer is supposed to be an opportunity to slow down, but when you look at your kids, you can't help but notice that your kids are growing up fast. Help them build independence as they grow with Greenlight. Greenlight is a debit card and money app for families, where parents can keep an eye on kids' money habits, while kids learn how to save, invest, and spend wisely. It's the easy, convenient way to raise financially smart kids. Get your first month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
Like right here, just pay attention to us. The middle children.
Hello, I'm Jesse Jollis.
And I'm Chris Burns.
And this is
Wow, see, I went low, and you went even lower.
I said, if he's going low, go lower. That's what they say, and that's what Michelle Obama also said.
That is the famous quote, I believe. If they go low, we go...
We go lower.
Lower.
We find the lowest, and we go under it.
We tunnel.
We tunnel, baby. We got that tunnel vision.
Yeah, they take the low road, we dig a new tunnel.
We dig a new tunnel, and we say, we'll see you. We're building when a metro. Yeah. A metro.
We'll see you when we see you.
Absolutely. We'll see you when we see you. And what a week.
What a week, Jesse. You know, how the hell are you?
I'm doing well.
You are doing well. Look at you. You have a little glow today. Are you pregnant?
I do have a glow. I had a date last night and it was so... Chris, I never say this because actually I guess dates never go well, but... It was so fun.
Was this date number one?
Number four.
Wow.
Which also, I haven't gotten to four in a very long time.
That's like a relationship.
We're dating.
Are
He's
you?
My boyfriend.
That's like literally like dating.
Well, you know, we're on date four, but we haven't touched or kissed. So.
Why?
Oh, it's really crazy, Chris, but there's this pandemic and I live with my parents. So
are you ever going to do it?
He's getting.
I'm not talking about it, but like a little smooch.
Yeah, he's getting tested on Sunday. So when he's getting tested for me on Sunday. So
is he getting the quick result though?
Yeah, or it would be stupid.
Okay, well, I'm just making sure.
Yeah, better be rapid because I'm excited to not wear a mask around him.
Is he coming to your house?
No, I think I'm going to his.
Have you seen him without a mask?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good.
Because we've like gotten, you know, we've eaten together and gotten drinks and hung out.
Wait, so, oh my God, Jesse, that's a lot of dates.
I know.
That's so many.
And Chris, let me just tell you this. And this is like, but he rolled me joints. He took me to get weed. He's my little drug dealer.
Listen, if somebody can roll joints for me, game over.
Honestly, and when he was doing it, he said in the car, he was like, yeah, of course I can. He's like, put my hands to work. And I thought, that's exactly what I want to do.
Be like, that's all I want from that you.
In different ways with what you said, but I want those hands calloused and I want them working for me. Oh.
It's my friend Jade, who is a woman, but she can roll like in literally like 10 seconds a perfect.
Damn. Well, that's impressive. I can't do that.
And it's like, I can't do that either.
And rolling a joint is so intimate too, because they like lick it and they like, you know what I mean?
Isn't there something about it where I'm just like, imagine us sitting on the couch on a Sunday.
I know.
I'm making breakfast. Yeah. You're doing that.
You're doing that. And then we cuddle on the couch.
And get high and watch Schitt's Creek.
Like, what?
That sounds so nice.
I'm like, I don't know. I'm petrified. So
Wait, does he... We kind of talked about this a little bit before we started recording, but
yeah.
Does he know what you do for a living? What does he... How? What do you tell people you do for a living?
I say I'm
all right. I find it to be very difficult.
It. Are you kidding? It's so difficult. I say I'm a writer, director. And then I kind of leave it for a little bit. And I'll bounce around to other topics, you know?
Yeah. I usually say I work for a media company.
Oh, that's...
And then... But then some, like, you know, it's tough, especially if they're like, what's your Instagram handle? I'm like, well,
oh, I never
game over, because as soon as they find that, then they think I'm a different person than I am. And it's game over.
Oh, I feel the exact same way. So first of all, there was one point in the night where I'm like, first of all, I'm not in New York anymore, because he's like, oh, improv, like you used to do improv. Tell me about that. And I'm like, this is insane.
Oh my God. I never tell people that.
Yeah. I was very high and I was like, this was a mistake. This was a mistake.
Guess by the third or fourth date, I would.
Yeah, exactly. I was like, all right. I'm like telling him what game is. I'm like, what is this? What is this?
Oh my God.
I notoriously, I never tell guys my last name because I don't want them to be able to look me up. So we met on Hinge, like it doesn't say my last name and I've just never said it. So something happened last night where he was talking about like looking me up and I was like, well, that's why I don't tell you my last name, so that you can't find it. And then he said, Jollis, right?
Oh my God.
And I was like, I looked like I was shocked. And he was like, oh, because one time when we were hanging out, like, I don't even know. I literally was like, how did he figure it out? But he's a coder. I don't know if that means that maybe he's good with tech. I literally have no idea. And then he was like, well, I was going to look you up. Like, or he said something that was also, I thought, like, I was like, oh my God, the fact that he was stalking me was crazy to me, because I always think that guys just don't really do that. But then he said that he didn't out of like, because he didn't, which I don't know what that means, and I feel like maybe he did. I just was like, oh my God, please don't.
Well, I feel like your Instagram,
yeah,
is like people would, I feel like there's some insight to who you are.
Thank you for, first of all, thank you for saying it's charming, and I know that's where you were going.
I was gonna say charming. Did I not say it out loud?
You said cha and then you continued to something else, and I thought he meant charming. I did. I agree with that. I think it is a charming Instagram. But I think he looked at my website, which is even more embarrassing for many reasons. Mm. One being I haven't updated in 2 years. And the other being, what is a website? No one look at mine. But the point is,
or mine, fatcarriebradshaw.com.
Yeah, so, and also because he's a coder, I'm like, I made it with Squarespace. It's real bad.
Oh, yeah, same.
Like, I made a joke about that, but yeah. So, I don't know. I'm like, maybe he likes me enough to try to figure out my last name. Maybe that is what love is. I don't know.
That's so sweet. See, yeah, I'm like, as soon as someone finds my Instagram, I think they expect me to be, like, fun all the time.
Yeah, well, and that's
very outspoken, and I'm like, no. I feel like middle listener people actually probably know me better than
100%. I feel like I'm my true self on here, you know. Which, by the way, means that if you listen, I die.
Middle listener people,
Middleton.
middle listener.
Our people. Middle listeners, our Middletons. Yeah, he was talking about his little sister. And he was like, one of them is struggling. I was like, the middle.
How did you know?
Yeah. And he's like, yeah. I'm like, okay. I'm just like laughing to myself because I obviously leave with the fact I'm a middle child, just to get them ready. Get them ready.
Yeah, you know?
And he, the way he reacted was, he was like, oh, My middle sister gets in fights with everyone all the time. I was like, exactly. Okay, great. So you know what a good middle does. She sounds great, by the way. Tell her about the podcast. So
I can't believe 4 dates. That's so amazing. I can't even get people to fucking text me back.
You're basically
engaged to be married.
No, guys, I am engaged. This is my own Hallmark I'm living through, which maybe one day I'll literally recreate time for time. But let me ask you, of two things he said, I was like, is he saying that because he's with me? Okay. So we started talking about Broad City. Mm-hmm. And then he was like, listen, Abby Jacobson is a fox. Is a fox is what he said, which I was like, is he saying that because like,
no, because I look exactly like her?
Right. Like I was sitting there like, yeah, like I'm glad that you like that because people say that.
I would be like, I'm glad that you like that. I don't love that you're talking about other women on my date.
Right. I just didn't even say anything because I was like, would it be rude or like would I roll my eyes if someone was like, oh, people tell me I look like that all the time. So I was just like, yeah, she's really hot, or like she's a fox.
Yeah, I'd
also
fuck
love
her.
That you use the word fox because I think that's very old timey. But then he was like, I really like, he was talking about the, he's like Abby Jacobson and Zooey Deschanel, and I was just like, is he
okay?
Is he just trying to?
He's like, I like me? Quirky girls with glasses.
Yeah, exactly, with long dark hair. With like a Jew, yeah,
Jesse, like, yeah, like a yeah. Jewish vibe. They like would they celebrate Hanukkah instead of Christmas?
Right. I feel like it'd be someone sitting with you being like, yeah, I mean, David from Schitt's Creek is just like totally the look.
Totally the look. Only if he was like a little fatter, though. Like,
then I would be like all in. Does that make sense?
Wait, and speaking of Schitt's Creek, so my parents are watching it for the first time.
Yes.
And they have gotten, this is people. I'm so cynical about everything, obviously. And this is why, for example, they've gotten to the part where Patrick is introduced.
Yeah.
So they're like in like the third episode of Patrick where they're not like dating yet, but things are weird. And both of my parents are convinced that Patrick is a con artist and he's just going to rob David.
Oh my God.
And I'm like, I was like laughing about it, and my mom's like, what? And I was like, I don't want to give you any spoilers. It's
yeah,
just
no
funny.
Spoilers, but.
And she's like, are we wrong? And I was like,
you're dead
yeah.
wrong. That
was
is
like,
so
I
funny.
Wonder where I get my cynicism from.
Yeah.
Wow. What's he look like?
He looks like.
How tall is he?
He's 6 foot.
That's passable.
It's passable. He's taller than me. And he's got dark hair, if you can believe it, and a beard. Mm. He was actually talking about his beard last night. He was talking about how we were eating and he was worried that there was like food in his beard. And he's like, there couldn't be anything worse than that. And I was like, if you didn't have a beard, that would be worse.
Yeah.
And he laughed and I was like, no, really, never shave your beard or I'm out the door.
LOL, Jesse, I can't believe you're married. Another one bites the dust.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm like, maybe I'll have him on the pod. Just kidding. Can you imagine? Can you literally imagine?
Instead of you, it's just me and him.
Oh my God.
Should we do embarrassing story or should we do, I love that.
Yeah. I think you got an embarrassing story. So let's do it.
Do I?
Do you?
I'm sure I do.
I'm sure we could pick a topic. We could do a
topic. Do you have one?
Let's do a topic. What if we did the topic of like Halloween?
No, Halloween's good. I just have to
think. Like a bunch on Halloween, I think.
Okay, you go first then.
Okay, it's time for...
It's the embarrassing story of the week.
Okay, theme is Halloween. So I think... Which one should I start with? First of all, Notorious that, you know, by... parents would pay us for our Halloween candy. That's like how it started to work.
Oh my God.
So when you got home, you would get to pick your favorite 10 candies. And then I forget like if it was a penny or a nickel or a dime for every piece of candy after that. And I knew that was happening. And the thing about me as a overweight little girl who's like, my candy's gonna get taken at the end of the night, I'm like a fugitive.
Yeah, what
you know?
Am I working towards?
Right. Yeah, then what is this night? And my parents
are
like, you're gonna get
10 houses and be like, done.
Yeah. My parents are like, you're gonna get paid. I'm like, paid schmade. Candy is priceless to me. So
yeah, can
what
I use the money to buy Kit Kats?
Yeah, so I would walk around trick-or-treating, and luckily for me, Halloween, the night is your backdrop. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So because of that, I would walk around eating all of my candy, like full on shoving it down my gullet to the point where at the end it was almost a waddle. They're like, has your character of witch gotten? And I'm like, she's a pregnant witch now. Yes. Mm. And that's why it is a waddle. But I would eat so much. And then we would get home. And this was always the funny part, because my brother and sister would have piles of candy. And mine would look as though I had dumped half of it somewhere. Spoiler, it was in my body. So then I would like, I'd have to come up.
Oh, see, I would have been hiding it in places.
Well, that would be smart to save it for later. But I was like, I need to eat it now because it'll be gone. And if I eat it now, I get to eat it now.
Yeah.
Which, you know, then you get that instant gratification. So I would like.
And it's safer. It's a safer bet.
Right. So depending on the bag, it's like I'd rip a hole in the bag and be like, oh my God, a hole. Like they must have fallen out. Or I would be like, that's really weird. I mean, my favorite part is how my parents were probably rolling their eyes because this 10-year-old's like, that's really weird. I guess that mine just disappeared or they didn't give me as many. I guess that must have happened. I'm going to go vomit in the bathroom. But like,
totally like, unrelated.
Absolutely unrelated. My parents are like, here's, you know, $20 for them. Jesse, sadly, it's $3. You know, and
worth
I was
it.
Always
thank
like,
you.
Worth it. Thank you. And my 10, I shall keep forever.
That's enough for a Twix.
That's enough for a Twix. And so like, that was me, like when I would trick or treat every year, pretty much.
My worst trick or treating memory was, so the day before Halloween, when I was, I think probably like 11, maybe.
Yeah.
And my brother was like 9 and he used to like run around the house everywhere he would go. He would like sprint, which is a small house, so you can't do that. And one day he was like running and he slammed into something, like a door jam. And long story short, he like had broken his collarbone like completely in half.
Okay.
Okay. So he went to the emergency room and I was like, ugh, this is gonna affect trick or treating tomorrow.
Oh no, yeah, for sure.
And naturally, I'm worried, but you know, he's fine. So he did break it. And then the next day, it was like a rainy Halloween, I remember.
Oh God, those are the worst.
But he still wanted to go out, but he couldn't because his fucking collarbone was broken. So my parents like took us, but he was just stood at the bottom of the driveway. And then I would have to go up to the house and explain to every house what happened to him.
So why wouldn't he come up with you?
I don't know, because his collarbone was broken and
it hurt to walk.
I guess so. I guess
he really milked that, didn't he?
Doesn't really make logical
sense.
Like, my
brother said my collarbone is connected to his leg, so unfortunately,
yeah. Every house I tell a different story to, which I should have. But every time I was like, "Hi," and then also I need a second. A second piece because of my brother down there. He broke his collarbone. And
wave, so, Ben. Oh, he can't wave his collarbone.
Sorry, his collarbone. So that was a pretty bad Halloween. And then another Halloween in high school, my friend and I were going to a costume party.
Hell yeah.
And like the parents were away. Or, you know what, maybe it wasn't a costume party. I think it was just a Halloween party, and then we assumed it was a costume party.
Oh, dear.
And so she...
Did you legally blonde yourself?
No, we decided to go as two of the members from the band Kiss.
Oh.
Like, with our faces.
Yeah, oh my.
And wigs and everything, and I think we were, like, 16, and I very distinctly remember walking into the party and hearing someone I did not know be like, we are too old for that.
Okay, rude.
And no one else was dressed up, and everyone
you legally blonded yourself.
Yes, it was a nightmare.
Oh my God,
that actually happened to my friend, the one that lives in Scotland. She, I think I maybe have told the story before, but it's so funny to me, was invited to a birthday party at Zombie Bar, which is a bar in Brooklyn.
Oh yeah.
And she just read zombie and thought it was a zombie like dress up party, so she went to the birthday party dressed as a zombie.
Oh, that, so, I mean, that really is hilarious.
I, you know, here's the thing, Halloween for me, I love Halloween, but it's always such a letdown. I love the Halloween season.
Absolutely.
I dream of one day being rich and, you know, being able to have like a giant Halloween party that's like fun and amazing.
Yes. That would be a dream. My parents, two stories. Okay. First of all, my parents used to throw rager Halloween parties.
Oh my God. It's just like in Hocus Pocus.
It's a lot like Hocus Pocus. And so my brother, sister, and I were, we were in the hallway downstairs. Like that's where our rooms were, which is where the party was. It was upstairs too, I think. But so, and there was a bathroom right outside our hallway. So we would reach our fingers through like under the door. In a way, our parents didn't even pay us, but we were part of the decor because we would look like
meanwhile, people are like doing cocaine in the bathroom and there's kids' fingers coming up under the carpet.
And we're like, sneak us treats, please. We're like having so much fun with that. But in college, you know, there was that pressure to like dress sexy. So one time I bought a like maid's costume, which I don't know in what world I was like, that's a great costume. Reflecting.
We've all done what we had to fit in, you know.
I had a duster prop and I thought that was fun. I did have to wear, I'm pretty sure, pants with it because I was like,
if
oh,
I
this
know
doesn't...
one thing about Jessie Jollis, she loves a prop.
Thank you. It's true. I love a prop. I love a feather. I love a prop with a feather. So
the
I was
number
lucky.
Of times Jessie and I have filmed things and she's like, no, you need this necklace. And I'm like, it's fine. And she's like, you need it.
You need it. And so do we.
It does always enhance.
That's what I'm saying.
The
we needed
product.
It.
Product.
Thank you. So I had a duster. So I went to this party and, you know, in college I had some drinks and I'd be like, I have to make out with somebody. So I find this guy who has scruff and I'm like, I must make out with him. I was drunk. So I made out with him.
Meanwhile, it was glue on. It was like,
well, I made out with him for so long. And the next day I woke up and I was like, ow, my lip kind of hurts.
You
I looked
burn.
In the mirror, Chris, I cut the upper part of my lip from the scruff, like irritating it for essentially hours, that it had scabbed over and it looked like I had half a mustache scab.
Oh my God.
On my lip that I had for a good week. Like I was a half a pirate.
What was his hair made out of? Metal?
Metal. You know when it's scruff, so it's freaking pointy? That's why you've got to have a beard. A beard says, come kiss me. We're going to have fun and I'm going to just gently touch you. A scruff says, I'll attack you, I'll hurt you, and I'll make you want to do other things because kissing will start hurting. And I'm happy to kiss for hours.
I also am. I'm like, that's all I'm looking for. That, a nice like cuddle, turn on a movie perhaps.
Let me explain to you. That's exactly what I always want to do. And I am... If it goes farther, it normally there's no slowing down.
Well, if it goes farther, I'm like, ugh.
You'll never talk to me again. All right, I guess this is it.
Yeah, literally, I'm like, all right, well, I guess I'll take my name off the adoption list.
You're going to know I'm not Abby Jacobson now, okay? Now you'll know. Zoe Deschanel has left the building.
She's gone. Okay.
She's gone. There's no pixie dream girl here. There's an insecure fairy.
That is Zoe Deschanel in every single thing. It's like,
yeah.
But why did the boys like me? I'm a brunette.
Yeah. She's like, I talk like this and sometimes like this, but I like kids and having fun. Sex, 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 sex.
Bangs, bangs. Yeah.
I said bangs. I am thinking about bangs, and that's something I just can't stop thinking about.
Well, I like them. Listen, we tried it with a clip on, and I was
you know that, and it went so well. And then I'm like, what happened? You got scared. Maybe you still do it. Who's to say?
But Jesse, in other exciting news, I think we have a nomination. Oh, before we stop talking about Halloween, though. Yeah. Guys, make sure you're coming to our live Middle Children Live Halloween Especial, okay?
Yeah.
October 28th, 7:30. It's so much fun. We've done it before. We're going to have a costume contest.
Yep.
Okay, there's going to be prizes. It's going to be a virtual costume contest, obviously. But
Lauren, our manager, has posted all the details in Stuck in the Middle on Facebook.
Yes, and She will be helping us decide. So make sure you impress her, honey.
Impress her, impress us. My costume came in the mail yesterday, so I'm also ready to rock.
Yes. The theme is whatever you want, but there will be bonus points if it is on theme for middle children.
If you pull anything from the show, if it's like show inspired, we're going to be obsessed. We're going
to
lose our minds.
And if anybody wears a fat suit trying to be me, you will lose points.
Yeah, same for me.
Yeah,
if you
no
have
fat
two
suits.
Balloon tits, I don't want to see that. I don't want to see that. Although I
don't
want to
see
nice.
That.
If I even think I see that. No,
I
sir.
I don't want to see it. Okay?
Don't you let me see it. Imagine if Scarlett dresses up as one of us.
Scarlett is the only one I wouldn't get mad at for wearing a fat suit.
Scarlett is the only one who could maybe even be both of us or have squirrels dressed. Scarlett, I would like if she had two squirrels dressed like me and Chris.
I bet she has a very creative costume planned.
Oh, I bet she does.
Okay, speaking of amazing middle children, Jesse,
oh, yes.
It's time for...
The Middle Child of the Week!
Okay, guys, this is very exciting because we got a nomination.
We got a nomination and we're pumped. Okay. The nomination is from Caitlin. I am writing to nominate my lovely sister for Middle Child of the Week. Jenna is a non-traditional middle. That she is not a biological middle, but a middle in heart.
And that's what's important.
It really is. Our childhood was a shit show. Okay. And to put it nicely, and because of that, Jenna, bio youngest, manifested as a middle. Okay. Reasons why she's a middle and perfect for the Middle Child of the Week. Here we go. First, we have no baby photos of her. Honestly, that's all I needed to hear. That is so funny and so true. As our mother forgot she existed for the first 2 years of her life, at least. Okay, so now I am obsessed with Jenna.
Yeah.
Okay, obsessed. There are a few newborn photos, but then nothing until the age of 3. As the oldest, I naturally told her it was because we found her in the woods under a rock. Honestly, that's a very kind older sister who would say that. And our parents took her in, so we received a class. So she received classal. I'm gonna go back. And our parents took her in, so she. I'm gonna go back. So she received classic middle child treatment, both from her older sister, in my defense, I didn't know any better, and from her parents. Honestly, Caitlin, you're a great sister from this whole thing, I can already tell. Further evident. Okay. What's really fun about me is I am having a stroke.
See, the thing is, Jesse is dyslexic, so that's why I normally do the reading of things. But we didn't think that one through this time.
No. Okay. Further evidence of her middle status. Our parents lost Jenna at an amusement park when she was about 6. Honestly, these are such middle children tropes. I love it. Our entire family waited in line for a ride, got on said ride, rode the entire thing before our parents realized she was gone a few minutes after we exited the ride. She was fine and we were reunited. But as you two so wisely pointed out, the plot hole in Home Alone, parents, don't forget the youngest. Jenna, thank you. Caitlin, thank you. So Jenna came even more into her middle manifestation. Absolutely. Also, her parents were pages for at least 30 minutes with no response.
Also, her parents paged, I think, is what she means to say. They were probably announcing, parents, we have your child.
Oh, right. If you're missing a child named Jenna.
Exactly.
Please come to the auditorium. Yeah.
That's exactly what happened.
Oh, my God. Okay, there's more. Despite the mess of our childhood, Jenna is now a high-powered, nebbish law librarian. I have never felt...
Heard nebbish to describe a female.
Yeah, and to be high-powered and nebbish is rare. And a law librarian is also rare.
I wish we were talking about a man right now.
Oh, my God.
That I
honestly
could date.
Same. She literally helps people find information all day long. A middle profession, if I've ever heard of one. True. Jenna is the reason I listened to this podcast. She told me about it weeks ago, and I also started listening. We realized the Hallmark movie of the week is something she does in her own head on a regular basis. She would fit in perfectly with you two. I love her. She grew up in Maryland, which is where I am right now, and lived in NYC. Oh my God. And for a few years. So it's as if the three of you are kindred spirits.
Ain't Who is this truth? Woman? Do we know her?
Jenna?
The woman, the child, the middle child.
Jenna. I don't know if we know. Tell Jenna.
I thought
Jenna
her name
to
was Caitlin.
Caitlin wrote in.
Oh,
and nominated her sister Jenna. So Jenna is deserving a middle child of the week. Although she is the biological youngest, we forget that she is a middle to the core and deserves to be recognized as such. Well, Caitlin, your dream has come true because Jenna is our absolute middle child of the week.
Totally. I do have a question of who the actual middle child in this family is. How middle do you think they are if the youngest is being treated like this? Middle?
I think that means there's just two of them. There is no middle.
Oh, okay. Got it.
You know, some parents, after the third, they just forget the second. And some start right after the first. They say, I think I should have stopped there, but I didn't. I continued. Could have been a whoopsie-doo. Who knows?
Yeah.
And Jenna, let me just say, shout out to Jenna. First of all, finding the pod and a home. Okay. Second of all, how hard is it to be a middle and to not actually be a middle? Now that's not right.
That's not right. You can't even blame it on anything.
Yeah. Cause people are like, you're the youngest. And it's like, okay, but I was lost for 4 days in an amusement park and my parents were continuing to ride rides. Yeah, how many times did you pretend to run away, hide under a bed, and like literally 8 hours later, you were like, no one even noticed.
I would run to the shed in our backyard.
Oh, I'm impressed.
And nobody would come. And then my mom would be like, I knew you weren't going anywhere. Once I ran away into the woods.
Right.
But yeah, you know what? This isn't about me. This is about Jenna.
Right. Absolutely.
Who is an icon.
An icon. No baby pictures, honey. You better believe it.
Yeah, the kids today have no idea how lucky they have it, you know? Like kids, when they get our age, they're going to have thousands of videos and photos.
Truly. But the point is, Jenna, you are special and you are unique and you are a law librarian, which honestly, even to say, I feel honored and smart.
I love it.
I really do. And we love you, girl. You.
Jenna, you're an icon, okay? And we love you.
And we want to be friends with you and your sister.
Yeah. Okay. So get tickets to the live show. Okay. Because someday the live show is going to actually be in person and be live.
Can you imagine? And then the dance numbers will be out of control.
And we'll call all the middle children up on stage to take a bow.
Oh my God. I'm crying. I'm literally weeping.
I mean,
that's going to be everything.
I wish.
Well, we will make it happen.
What it is time for right now, Jesse? Yes. Is
the Hallmark movie of the week.
Yes.
Okay, here's my question.
Yeah.
Also, I just spotted the food I ate falling asleep last night and felt an immediate tinge of guilt.
Oh, spotted. I had pizza for breakfast. All right.
Okay. Do you want to start or should I? I'll start. I think I have an idea.
Great.
A kind of idea.
It could be a nugget.
Jesse.
Yeah.
You are a high powered.
Picture this. Yeah.
Cruise director.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, I am. Do I have a clipboard?
Of course you have a clipboard. Absolutely. You have a clipboard. You have a whistle.
Oh my God. Of course I have a whistle.
a visor. You're ready. Okay. You're living your best life. You are in charge of this Royal Caribbean cruise.
Abso-frickin-lutely. Okay.
Okay. And I am on it as well.
Okay.
As I'm the director of entertainment.
Oh my God. Of course.
So I decide who's performing, what the musicals are, and I'm stressed out.
Well, yeah, you've got to do a whole cruise.
And so it's the first day people are getting on. You're standing. You're welcoming people. Hello.
Hi, welcome. Hi, welcome to the ship. Ahoy, matey. I'm kidding.
And I come up. Your name? Angela.
Ugh, absolutely.
Ange.
Angela.
Ange.
What?
Angie.
Franck, what is it?
I am freaking out, okay? We're not going to be able to do Cats without the cat costumes, and the cat costumes have not made it on board.
Oh my God, what? We're leaving in an hour once everyone gets on.
I guess we're going to have to do Wicked. And that's always my thing. I always make us do Wicked again. And
yeah.
What? I think it's really good.
It's a great show. I just think that we specifically, you know, marketed this one as it's not going to be Wicked this time.
Hi, how are you? Hi.
Hi, welcome to the ship. Watch your step.
So anyway, she's going to fall. I think she fell, actually.
Okay, oh, she fell. Fine. You're fine.
She's drunk already. I actually saw her at the bar already, so.
All right. Here, okay, so Wicked again. That's fine. Maybe we could do some non-Wicked numbers just because, again, the marketing was specific.
Well, you know, I'm feeling a little bit, how do you say, dead inside? I'm feeling like I need to express myself.
Okay.
So I actually was thinking I could do this play that I had written.
Oh.
But I know that you don't usually like homemade things, so.
Well, I mean, truly, because of the marketing, I think it would be good.
And as we're talking, this guy comes up. He interrupts. Okay.
Okay.
He's standing there. And Jesse, he's... The thing is, we can feel his presence.
Well, yeah.
Because it's a sunny day, but suddenly we're in a bit of a shadow.
Where'd the sun go?
Well, he's blocking the sun because he's so tall.
Oh, wow.
You know, I mean, I look up at this massive man blocking the sun. He's gotta be
guesstimate.
Oh god, I'm so bad at guessing.
I know. Heights,
but I guess I would have to say 6'2" 6'3"
Oh wow.
Maybe.
Oh, so tall.
Tall, yes.
Okay, wow. He's got stature and he's got height and he has a presence. So yeah. I'm already intrigued.
And the thing is, he's not dressed for a cruise, Jesse. He's wearing a flannel.
Oh my God. He's wearing the wrong place.
He has jeans. He has work boots on. He's got a beard.
Okay, a beard.
And I say, hello, 12 o'clock.
Hi, are you lost?
Oh, no. Hi, I'm Pepper.
Pepper.
Well,
oh.
That's what everybody calls me. I'm Pepper. I'm the chef. I'm supposed to be the chef. This is my first day.
You're the chef.
Yeah.
A man who can cook. I'm kidding.
Yeah.
Great.
That's what my wife always said. Oh, sorry. Ex-wife. I have to get used to saying that.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm still standing there and I'm like, hello, am I done talking about Wicked or?
Yeah. And I go, oh, Franck, this is Pepper, who just happens to be the new chef.
Pepper, call me when it's salt. Sorry, I have high cholesterol. Hi, nice to meet you, Franck. Franck Wright. I'm the director of entertainment here aboard the Royal Caribbean Oasis of the Seas.
Oasis of the Seas. So, you know, bring your stuff. The galley is ready to be manipulated by you and those hands. They look burnt, which is fun.
Oh,
they're strong.
Yeah.
Sorry.
No, I just, I like trying different foods and stuff. So sorry. I get a little nervous and I'm like standing there. I'm like, this is so awkward. Okay. So the kitchen is that way.
Yeah.
And then as we're talking, Jesse, okay. So everything's going fine. Everyone's loaded up. Everyone's on board.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, we're leaving the station.
So we're leaving the dock, if you will.
Dock, yeah.
And that's when you get a page from the captain.
Oh no.
Okay. And so you have to run off to the captain's galley.
I gotta go to the galley, yeah.
And he says, Jesse.
Yeah.
Angela, sorry.
Oh yeah.
Listen, I'm gonna need you to maintain professionalism when I tell you this.
Okay.
And you know what? He actually talks like this because I've never met a captain of a boat that doesn't talk like this a bit.
Like a little Australian?
Yeah, it's
sort
like
of.
Australian, but a little bit British and a little bit something else because he's been on a cruise for so long, working with so many different people.
It comes out,
it's like a little bit like Dorit or like Moira. It's not an accent that anybody has or understands.
sometimes it's really sharp and other times it's really loose.
Yeah, so. It depends on where you launched that of, really.
Yeah.
And so he's like, Angela, I need you to maintain your professionalism when I tell you what I'm about to tell you.
Okay.
We're going to be stuck on this cruise for 2 full weeks because of a bloody storm that's coming down, okay? So we're going to have to go a different way. We're making no stops. So this is going to be a 2-weeker right on the sea.
Son of a monkey's uncle. And,
but when you say son of a, we hear...
Yeah.
And then seagulls like fly off of the boat.
They fly off. And I'm like, okay, so you're telling me that normally on a cruise... You know, every day we go to a different station for people to get on and off. We only have to worry about
There's sea days. There's usually about 2 sea days per 7 days. But
right.
This is going to be 14 days all at sea. So I hope you have a lot of things planned.
Okay. I've got to talk to Frank. He's going to kill you.
Oh, Frank.
Yeah, the hot
entertainment
director.
I know who Frank is. Sorry.
No, it's fine.
And then he turns to hit something, but he bumps his head.
Oh my God.
He bumps his head a little bit just because
he's tall, isn't he?
I mean, you tell me. I can't really remember.
I've never bumped my head in the galley, but that's because I'm sort of like average height for a woman. And I guess I haven't even noticed with men because I haven't been around men that are like above. It's like if you're shorter than 6'2", you're fine.
Yeah, normally I'm fine in the galley. I'm 6 foot tall, and
you're
I'm pretty good in the galley.
That's what I'm saying.
Naturally, when we go up to drive the ship,
when we have to take over at night, sure.
Yeah, sometimes he, you know, the thing about the captain whose name is.
We actually just say captain normally, but I believe it is Sean off.
I guess it's Sean. So
off on shore. Yeah.
The thing is he needs his time to read. He likes to read.
Oh my God. You know, he loves to read.
And he needs that time. So sometimes he'll read, and that's how him and I got to know each other is I would take over for him. So
I was
going
to say, I thought you were going to say that you read, and I was going to be shooketh.
I read as well. But only when the cable's out. And that's the joke I made to him. And so
he loved that.
He usually sits in the galley reading, and I steer the ship.
You steer the ship. That makes sense.
Which
some
people have thought is romantic, but I personally don't know even what his preferences are.
It's hard to say is the thing. He's such a man who is, you know, when he's on the clock, he's on the clock. Okay. And so he is just, he's got a serious vibe. You know what I mean? Now, did I one time get drunk on the ship and try to make a move on him? Yes. And was I absolutely rejected almost before it even started?
But it was it was a very nice.
The nicest rejection I've ever had.
Yeah.
He literally patted me on the head and said, you're going to find someone great. And so, I mean, if that's the way that I'm going to get rejected, you know, I can recover from that. And I did swimmingly.
Swimming.
I thought, you know, he cares about me. I thought maybe he just cares. It could be that.
Yeah, he's
he
a nice guy.
He could not like
guy.
An Abby, you know, Jacobson lookalike. That could not be his vibe.
But so anyway, I'm like a little bit stressed out.
Yeah.
I guess you're stressed out. I haven't heard yet.
That's right. So I'm like, I need to go deal with Frank on this, okay? And he's like, all right, if there's any issues, just tell him to come talk to me. And I'm like, you know what? I will, because I'm going to get yelled at.
Yeah, you're like, there's bound to be an issue.
There's bound to be a backlash with him. So I come over to you, you're having margaritas, and I say, first of all, let's put a pause on the drinks, if we could. And I got to tell you something that is going to make you excited and a little upset.
Okay,
so,
I'm nervous.
Remember how I said
do I need
no
a cigarette for this?
I would prefer if we didn't. But
and
you
that's
could.
Like a running joke that I have. I don't actually smoke, but I just always say it. The character,
The character of Frank. That's a joke in the movie. So I say, good news. I'll start with the good news. Mm-hmm. Okay. The good news is you've got my full permission to do Wicked twice.
Oh, twice.
And the bad news is because we won't be docking even one time for 14 days. So I also need you to come up with some new entertainment because the guests are going to be pissed and they're going to be trapped on the ship. All right.
And I don't respond. And instead I smile and you're like thrown off because why am I smiling? Yeah. And I nod my head and then I walk over to the side of the boat and gesture like I'm throwing myself off the side.
And I'm like, don't. And then you start to curse. But then we hear, beep, beep.
I'm like, are you? Yeah. Ready? You are you mother?
Beep,
kidding?
Beep.
You said that I would. Beep, you beep. Stupid son of a.
Beep,
I want to go.
Beep,
how?
Beep, beep. And that goes on for a solid minute.
A full minute to really get
minute,
the joke.
And the joke really kills. Because also when you think it's over, like we'll sit in silence for 10 seconds and then you'll say.
So. I wasn't actually going to kill myself, but and so then as we're doing all of this.
Yes, all the shtick.
Someone comes down. This is like a friend. She would be the role that we actually would be cast in.
Mm-hmm,
comes
mm-hmm.
running down and she's like, excuse me, madam.
Oh, my.
The chef is looking for the free
Angela?
Range. The free range eggs. And you're like, free range eggs? This is not free a range. Hippie cruise.
Yeah.
And I'm like, free range? He tell him to go to Brooklyn. Am I And then someone is actually like, why wouldn't you say a farm? And I'm like, okay, who are
just
you?
Stop.
A guest?
Yeah.
And that's like a cameo. That's like the Vivica Fox cameo in this Hallmark.
Oh, that's good that we got her.
And so you go to, I'm like, go see what the fuck he's talking about. Free range eggs. We can't have people talking about that shit on this cruise. We'll all be out of jobs.
Yeah. And I say to you, also, if you are still angry, the captain said you can talk to him about it. Okay.
I'm not going to go talk to some breeder about how we're having to not dock. Okay. I get my pedicures in the Bahamas. So if we're not docking, I'm not getting a pedicure. You know how much fun I am to be around when I'm not pedicured.
No, I know. Actually, have a cig if you want.
Okay. Can I smoke in here?
Sure.
Great.
And again,
and so then. Joke. They show me, I like go to like take out a pack of cigarettes, but there's nothing there.
Right. You mime the whole thing. Which is hilarious.
And every time the director's like, can you not do that? Like, it doesn't play because it's a
it
movie.
Doesn't play.
And I'm like, well, sorry.
Someone's going to laugh. And improvisers will appreciate it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. I bet when you answer a phone, you do, you make your pinky
stick
out.
I bet you do
out,
that.
Okay. That's not how you hold a phone.
You look like a fool when you do that.
Dumbass.
You really do. You dumbass.
And then, so you go up to the kitchen.
Yeah.
And I'm standing there. I'm beating some eggs.
Oh, you're beating them. Oh, good. You found the free range. What did you call them? The eggs?
Oh, I found eggs. I was looking for free range eggs because on the menu it says the frittata is...
How do you say it?
Frittata? Frittata?
Yeah, is it tata?
Oh, I just have a bit of a speech impediment.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, we all have problems. But anyway, the frittata. So I, it says spinach. It says spinach. It says hen of the woods mushrooms. And it says bacon. And it says in a free range egg. So these are not free range. I just...
Okay. Yeah. Okay. I'll see if I can find some eggs.
Well, it's fine. I run a farm back at home, so I like to use.
Oh, you do?
Fresh ingredients. Yeah. Well, I did. Things obviously aren't going so great. That's why I'm here.
That tends to be. Yeah. Everyone who works on the ship normally is going through something. Myself included. But, you know, we're a family here and we help each other. So if you're struggling with anything or, you know, want to talk things through, just let me know. And
oh, that's really sweet. Thank you.
Yeah, sure. Please.
So you guys don't actually have free range products then, huh? That's just on the menu.
Yeah, we've had chefs that are a little loose with words. And I myself am. it's a problem that we have with the ship currently. Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's disappointing, but so is my life. Oh, God. I'm so excited, though. I am so excited to be stopping. I've never been to Trinidad and Tobago, and I know that we're stopping there in 3 days. So, and that's actually my off day. So I'm going to hop off the islands. I'm going to explore. It is the only thing keeping me alive right now. I was looking forward to that day on the island of Tobago. I mean, I'm just...
Oh my God.
Cannot enunciate how excited I am.
You are definitely stating that. You know, the thing about my job.
Hey,
is,
sorry to interrupt, but
okay.
I saw on the schedule you're off that day as well.
Yeah, in 3 days. Yeah, I think.
I don't know anybody.
Yeah.
So I don't want to push, but maybe we can explore the island together.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, we can like hang out regardless of where, you know,
what?
We are. The thing about my job is sometimes I have to say the bad news if there is bad news, and that's just part of my job. So I noticed.
And then suddenly we hit something and the eggs splash up on me.
Oh my gosh.
And I'm like, oh crap. Son of a.
And I'm like, okay, I'll get, where's your assistant in here? I'll get them in here. We'll clean that up. I'm sure the omelet orders are out the wazoo.
Yeah. Sorry. I got a little flustered.
No, it's fine.
But I'll totally see you when we go to the island.
Yes. For Tata, for now.
Yeah. No, I get it. That's cute.
Oh, thank you. Okay.
Okay.
Great. Yep.
And then he goes back to like cooking and
working,
chopping.
Cooking. And I go find you and I'm like, Frank, I feel like I have like weird feelings for Pepper, because you know how I always say bad news
in
a pretty authoritative.
Who is Pepper?
The chef, the hot chef.
Oh, his name is Pepper?
Yeah.
Oh, that's stupid.
Well, I think it's like, it feels like it's sort of a self-proclaimed nickname with the way he's sort of said it. But, you know, if that's what he goes by, that's what his name is. So, but the point is, you know how normally like I give you bad news and I just like give bad news. Like that's my job. Part of it is normally delivering the bad news. And I was going to tell Pepper the bad news, but then he sort of asked me on a date and I was like, well, now is not the time to say bad news. So now I haven't told him, which I have to, that he's going to be responsible for all the meals for 14 days. And why do you think I couldn't tell him that? And should I go back? But I ended on a funny joke. So I do feel like you want to end on a good note.
What was the joke?
Oh, he said for Tata. And so I said for Tata for now.
Doesn't he have a speech impediment?
But he laughed and he thought it was. I think it's like a nerd. I don't know.
Maybe
what
you
it is.
Should apologize.
Do you think that was tacky and bad?
I didn't even know his name, and I knew he was self-conscious about the way he said for Tata.
Well, now I feel really badly.
Well, listen, I think he'll be fine. He is going to be very stressed out about cooking all those meals.
That's
because,
what I
you
think.
Know, there was the other chef that I fired, which I don't even have the authority to do, but I left him back in Florida.
Right.
Because he was rude.
Right. And we talked about that, so that won't happen again. So no one needs to worry about that. But yeah, you did fire him abruptly without my permission. But
yeah. Thank you for not walking on my steps there.
Of course, I would never.
You know, I like to instill. The reason I fired him was because he was a better singer than I was. And I, no.
Speaking of, I can't wait for the show today. Are you ready to rock?
Am I ready? Well, so here's the thing.
Oh, no.
The cast was very upset. Nobody wanted to do Wicked.
What?
I
know. It's because I marketed it. It's not going to be Wicked.
Well, it's Rent.
Oh, that's a great show.
So, you know, maybe we could sing like 525,600 minutes. 525,600 moments on this boat. You're not going to any islands. In fact, we are staying here to dances and movies and things we can do on the ship. What about the Caribbean? You're not going to see it.
Yeah.
So I thought we could break things that way.
I kind of love that.
And then we
I'll feel
turn around and there's
after.
Like 40 people surrounding us that have heard everything. And I'm like, shit. And you're like, did you know that the mic was on? And I'm like, I did. But I thought that.
Okay.
I knew what I was doing. I'm not going to lie. I knew exactly what I was doing here.
Okay. Well, I guess now's a great time to make an announcement and field questions. Can I borrow those cigs?
And we go through it. That again.
And we go through that. And everyone's like, so what's the deal? So then I explain to the whole ship. And I do notice Pepper in the back. And he seems interested. The captain is also there. He seems perplexed. And I say, tonight, we are all getting shit face.
And I start cheering.
You start cheering and I say, riddle me this.
I'll have to get more cigarettes.
Yeah. And so we start taking shots. I say, for every dumb question, we're all going to take shots. So after four or five questions, I'm inebriated and so's half the ship. And now everyone on the ship is drunk except for the captain. And so you and I go into his galley and we're like, can we steer the ship? Can we go boop? Can we go? Can we do that? And he's like, no, you guys, you really can't.
No, like, you guys.
You really, really can't. And, you know, he goes to walk and he hits his head and we're like, oh, my God.
How tall are you?
How tall even are you? And he says, I'm 6'3" and a half. And we go,
wow.
Damn.
And I'm like, usually people with your accent would say that in centimeters, but.
But you've converted, which we appreciate.
Which we appreciate because we wouldn't have known it in centimeters.
We wouldn't have known. We're very blessed that you did that. And he says, and we go, I go, oh, sorry if we're annoying you. And he goes, you're not annoying me. And I love hanging with you guys.
And I say, both of us?
Yeah. And I say, both of us? And he says, yeah, what does he say?
He says yes, because that would be the right thing to do.
That would be the right thing to do. And
I'm like, let me steer. And then he's like, really, you can't? And I'm like, oh my God. And so basically the rest of the night is like a blur. And then I wake up and I'm like, shit, I'm so embarrassed. So I go back and I'm like, I'm so embarrassed. I was so drunk last night.
And he goes, yeah, I know. It was cute. P.S. You have really fun pajamas.
Can I ask you something?
Yeah.
What happened to your accent?
Oh, my accent. That's a good question. Sorry, it's early in the morning. Sometimes it doesn't fully wake up with me. But your pajamas are very cute.
Thank you. They are.
Don't worry. I just walked you back to your room and then I helped you put on your pajamas, but I wasn't looking. I just told you where they were and you threw your knickers at me. And then I tucked you in just to make sure you got to bed.
Saw me naked?
No, I didn't see you naked. That would be disrespectful and rude. It's really funny because Angela, I don't know if she told you this story, but one time she was a little drunk and she sort of tried to make a move.
Yeah. I heard that. She was a little bummed out. Can I ask you, I heard you were also very drunk when that happened.
Yeah.
what is it about my friend that you're not attracted to?
Oh, I just like
do you not like
men.
Zoe De- what?
Yeah, no, I'm not into like Zoe Deschanel or like Abby Jacobson. I'm more into like Dan Levy.
Oh, you like that body type?
I like I like the hair, I like the dark features, I like humor.
The way that he talks too much with his hands.
I love that. I really find it endearing.
You know, also you seem like maybe you'd be into a Zac Efron, but if he was like also thick.
Exactly.
Wow.
I don't know what sort of way you sway.
Well, you don't know what way I sway?
No, I simply do not.
Okay, I've never had to deal with this in the past 20 years.
Oh.
I sway the same way as you do, yes.
Oh, there you go. What kind of a guy are you attracted to?
I like...
do you have a type? Like a type, even?
Like tallish.
Tallish, yeah, like yeah. How tall, yeah.
Like,
tall.
You know, 6'2", 6'3".
Oh, phew.
Anything above 6 foot really is good for me, because I'm 6 foot, so like, I like a little bit taller than me, because I like to snuggle and put my head on someone's chest that I don't feel like I'm crushing.
Sure, yeah, no, of course.
But I do kind of... I don't. Do you know the word nebbish in your?
I do know the word nebbish.
Yeah, oh, I bet you do, because I bet you've been called that a couple of times.
I have, yeah.
So I
and you like that. That's sort of your type.
Yeah. Well, I like a nice quiet. You know, I like that you can talk with me.
Yeah.
But I also like that at like a social event, you are more excited about talking to me after than you are about the event itself. Does that make sense?
Of course. And I like to read. You know, actually, now that you said that, I know this is kind of forward of me, but I'd really like to take you out. And it doesn't, you know, we can't leave the ship. I know that. But I can plan something really fun that we can do just on the ship.
Do you mean like as a date?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. That would be nice.
Right? It sounds like I'm your type, you're my type, so like...
Sorry, I'm a little... I don't know how to act in this situation. Yes. Is the answer.
Good.
Yes.
Good. I checked out your schedule. It looks like you're off tonight.
Yeah, I don't work evenings at all, ever.
Perfect. I'll get someone to steer the ship. Maybe Angela would do it for me.
And then my mind starts spinning.
Uh-oh.
And I'm like, Angela is uncomfortable steering the ship, but the new chef, he also used to be, I heard he drove tractor trailers, which are basically big cruise ships. So maybe him and Angela combined would have the skills to steer.
Perfect.
So that's if you wanted idea. To set that up, you could ask them both. I wouldn't tell the other.
Okay. Sure. I can do that easily.
Yeah. So what should I wear?
Wear something you're comfortable in, because I like to do an activity on a date.
So God.
Okay, never mind. You don't like activity.
No, that's fine. What kind of activity?
Forget it. Forget I said that.
No. Tell me what kind of activity you were thinking of.
I just thought I had brought like a little putt-putt set, and I thought we could play like a little mini golf.
Interesting. Yeah, we can do that.
I don't feel like you like it. I'm self-conscious now. I'm going to change the date.
No, it makes me self-conscious. That's why I'm afraid to do it. It's because I'm not
good then at... Oh, we don't have to do it.
I'm not good at sports, so I don't want you to be like, look at this fat lummox. He's not good at sports.
I would never say that. Forget I said that. We're going to do something else. And maybe, you know, it won't be athletic. So wear something very uncomfortable and we won't move.
Okay, great. Because that's kind of all I have.
Perfect.
All my dress clothes, I either look, I look like I'm going to Walmart on my day off.
Yeah.
Or I look like I'm, you know, going to the Met Gala.
Okay, perfect. Dress like the Met Gala then, and I'll do the same.
Okay, great. But also, just so you know, like, I don't like Met Gala vibes. Like, I'm just going to stop talking, and whatever we do, like, I'm so cool with.
Okay.
And then I walk out, and I, like, trip on the stairs, and I fall down the thing.
Oh, no.
And I'm like, I'm okay.
Are you all right?
I'm so good.
Are you sure?
I'm good. Meanwhile, I'm, like, bleeding, but...
oh God!
I pull myself up, and then we cut to, you're steering. So we don't see him asking and stuff, but we
don't need to see it. We know it happens.
We see you steering. It's beautiful. The sun is setting, but there's also like white lights in the galley.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, and it's really nice. But you like look kind of depressed. You're just a little bit lonely. You're looking at Instagram photos of like your family at home and stuff.
Oh no.
And or you're looking at people that are married, you know, and you're like, oh I wish that was me. And then we hear, oh, sorry, I thought this was the captain's galley.
Oh, it is.
He asked me to steer for him. He said he had an important appointment.
Oh, that's... he asked me to steer too. He said there'd be someone that I could trade off with if we got tired, because I've been doing this actually for a few hours, but...
oh, he said that to me as well.
Oh, there you go.
He actually gave me free range eggs in exchange to do it. So...
he had eggs?
Thinking about it now, he probably just took the eggs from the fridge and gave me those.
Well, at least he knew where they were.
I'm easily manipulated, but...
Hey, wanted to really quickly just float this past you and sort of say I'm so sorry about the thing that I said about the frittata joke. That was that was inappropriate, and I did not mean to do that.
Oh,
so just wanted to start with that right off the bat. Yeah,
totally. I mean, no worries at all. I just get a little self-conscious. I only say it like that when I'm nervous.
Oh, do I make you nervous?
Oh, I mean, like, I only say it if I'm, like, around pretty girls and, like, sorry. Yeah, do you like Broad City?
I do.
Oh, I love that show. Abby Jacobson is, like, so hot.
That's so funny you say that.
Yeah. Your husband must get lonely at home when you're on the ship.
Oh, sorry. I thought you were kidding. I know.
Why would I be kidding?
Yeah, I guess that's on me. I'm not betrothed or troved.
Oh my God. What? Then it doesn't make any sense to me. You're the most gorgeous woman I've seen ever.
You were on a farm for a very long time, but I do appreciate that.
There was a modeling agency next door. So
now that I didn't know, that makes me feel better.
A lot of women. And
wow.
You're still the most beautiful.
Oh my God. Okay. Well, now I'm really blushing, and that's.
And so we see like the passing of time because the sunset.
Yeah.
Guys are very much having. Bonding times.
Yeah, this is bonding time.
You're joking. We're making jokes. Okay, he's scaring you. You're scaring him. It's like hours are going by.
Yeah.
And then he says, iceberg straight ahead. And you jump up.
No.
You jump up and you go, no.
I'm like, mother effer. Yeah.
And then he's like, I was just kidding. But now you're standing super close to each other. Your faces are really close.
And I do the thing where I like hit him. I'm like, oh my God, you really scared me.
And he's like, there's no icebergs in the Caribbean waters. But
okay, so now you're saying I'm dumb.
We must have hit a whale. And you're like, that makes me sad. And he's like, I was kidding. We didn't. Oh God, I'm really bad at this. And you're like, bad at what? And he's like, flirting. And you're like, you're trying to flirt with me. And he's like, I thought I was making that obvious. And you're like,
and then I said, oh, I guess normally I'm one of those people that like does not get flirting until someone like grabs me by the face and really like plants one right on me.
And then he like hesitates and he's like,
and then I'm like, that was me consenting.
And he was like, oh, okay, great. And then you guys kiss and it's beautiful.
Yeah. Aww.
And then we see dolphins jumping. And then maybe we cut to my date.
Yeah, let's cut to your date. Okay, so we hear a knock, knock, knock on the door. And first of all, the captain is dressed to the nines. He's wearing a white suit with a black bow tie, and he really brought it. And he has like black shoes on. He looks really cute. And you come to the door, and you're wearing...
And I'm wearing...
What are you wearing?
I'm wearing... What am I wearing? I think I'm wearing, I'm dressed down. You know what? I'm dressed down for me.
Yeah, you are.
I'm just wearing very nice. I'm wearing a very nice suit.
Yes, you are.
Like I'm wearing a nice suit like he is. My hair is perfect. Yeah. My skin looks really good.
Yeah.
I look tight.
You actually look very tight.
I look very tight. And he's like, oh, I thought you were going to be dressed crazy. And I was like, this is crazy for me.
Yeah.
Back to basics. Sometimes you have to go back to basics.
You have to go back to basics. And he says, speaking of back to basics, I hope you're going to like what I have planned.
And I'm like, oh my God.
So he takes you down the ship to this little room and it says private, and you go in and it's a karaoke room. He like set up a whole karaoke setup, and he said, I still wanted to do an activity, but I wanted to do one that I knew you were comfortable with. And since you're such a great singer, I thought, and I'm really bad, by the way.
And I'm like, wait a second. Did you say, speaking of back to basics, as a Christina Aguilera album reference?
I did. That was my transition in.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And he's like, I'll be starting with a little something I like to call Genie in a Bottle. Hit it. And he starts with Christina Aguilera's, I'm a genie in a bottle, baby. Gonna rub me the right way, honey.
I'm
a genie in a bottle, baby. Come and let me out.
And I'm like, wow.
Yeah. I'm not good. I told you that.
But I can tell he's uncomfortable doing it. But
he's doing it for you.
I was going to love it.
Yeah.
And so, I do love it, but I can also tell that he's uncomfortable. So now I'm like, this is really sweet of him. And I love that he did this.
Really thoughtful.
But I don't want to make him keep doing it. But of course, I'm like, should I sing something?
Yeah. He's like, you have to. I did. I embarrassed myself.
What should I sing?
What's a song you love to sing? Or what's a song you think I'd love to hear? Either work.
I don't know. I feel like you need to tell me.
Okay, great. What about Wicked?
I packed my... So I'm like, a song that... okay. And I'm like, now I'm nervous.
Aw.
I can't lie. There's no more of your darkness. Mm. All my troubles seem to fade to black and white.
And he's rocking with it.
It's too late to save me from the sun. Don't let the sun
just read the words are right on the screen.
Down on me, because losing everything is like the sun going down on me. And then the boat, as I hit the note, the boat like shakes.
Whoa.
And then we like cut back, and you and what's his name? We're like
Pepper
making out hardcore.
Full
and
on.
He's like, wait, you're sitting on the thing. And then we cut back down to my date. It's just like a little thing.
That's fun.
And
but
so,
then also the Sheikh makes you fall into the captain, and he's like, "Oh, you
losing lie. Everything."
Oh, you're like, still singing.
And then I fall, going down on me.
Oh my God, are you all right?
Oh my God, I'm so embarrassed. I must have broken my leg while standing again.
No. Oh my God, that was so good. You're so talented.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
That's my favorite compliment.
Mine too, actually.
Oh. What's your talent?
I steer very well.
Oh, you do.
I also perfectly timed the you'll notice.
Oh my God, that's you this whole time?
Yes, it is.
Oh, wow. Good for you. Tens across the board on that.
Yeah, tens all the way. I hope you're having a good time.
Yeah. Is there something in my eye? Why are you looking at me like that?
Oh, I'm just like mesmerized. Sorry.
By what are you on?
What?
What are you mesmerized by?
Technically, you're on me.
Oh, I meant what drugs are you on? I'll get off of you. I'm sorry.
No, I'm trying to flirt with you. I don't think I'm doing a very good job.
Oh, no, I just have never experienced it.
Flirting? I might not be good at it, but I'm trying.
Oh, no, I need somebody to like really put it in my face. If they are into me, like I am going to need you to really make the, you know.
A move?
If, I'm not saying you have to, I'm just saying if, you know, I get nervous.
I get nervous too.
Oh, well now we're at a bit of a predicament.
I'm just going to go for it, all right?
Go for what?
And then he leans in and kisses you.
Oh my God, and it's so magical.
It's so magical.
And so it's so nice, okay? And then we both wake up the next day.
Yeah.
And what's been going on in the ship really hasn't been too climatic. It's mostly about us.
It's mostly about us, and everyone's having a really good time, thank God, because...
Because you know what? We get an award at the end because no one even noticed that we didn't dock, and we got an award for the best cruise.
And we went through all of the alcohol for 6 months because everyone was plastered the whole time, but it worked out.
But it worked out, and it was so much fun.
So much fun.
And then the movie is called Love It, Love at Sea.
Love at Sea.
Seasick. Love
sea.
Seasick, spelled S-E-E, sick.
I love that.
We got nervous when we saw.
Yeah, that we were falling in love so quick.
Wow. That was actually a beautiful love story and a vacation.
I was just thinking about the fact about like someone really planning a date based on like what you like, you know? Wouldn't karaoke be so fun for you?
Yes, I would be nervous if it was a first date, though.
I would also be nervous, too. But it would be cute.
But if I was drunk enough, I would be like, this is so fun.
Yeah. And like, thank
I
you for planning.
I actually do love
something.
A karaoke room.
Oh.
Like, you know those karaoke rooms you can
rent? Yeah.
I love that shit.
I love that shit. It's I eat that so shit fun. Up.
Yeah. Okay, speaking of things we love, it is time for... Okay, Jesse, this one comes recently, October 11th.
Wow, great day.
And it's from Maria. And she gives us 5 stars.
Maria. Okay.
Okay, ready?
Yeah.
It's can't get enough of the middle.
I
want to be the middle of an Oreo sandwich with Jesse and Chris. I cannot believe the chemistry these two have. Each week, I am so excited to hear what's up with them and the latest Hallmark movie. I need more of these middles in my life. Love you two and the podcast from an only child, Maria.
Maria.
Listen, here's the deal, Maria. We fucking love you, bitch. And just because you're an only child does not mean you don't have any siblings, because you have two in us.
Oh my God. That is so true. Maria's the type of gal that, like, yes, she did have stuffed animals. And yes, she did name them all and consider them friends and siblings. And yes, she treated them all with respect and love. And there was not a middle stuffed animal, because she was like, I would never do that. Why would anyone do that?
Exactly.
That would be psychotic.
Maria's the type that picks up her friends. She treats everyone like siblings because she didn't have any.
Yeah.
And so, you know what? She treats everyone like a middle child that she's obsessed with. And that is why we are obsessed with you, Maria, you goddamn superstar.
You goddamn freak.
And you know what, guys? You're all fucking superstars.
Yeah.
Okay? As always, make sure that you are in Stuck in the Middle on Facebook.
Yep.
Make sure that you're getting tickets to our live show, okay?
Yes, yes.
The link is in the Facebook. Yeah. If you want more episodes, if you're listening and you're like, I need more, I want more.
I need more, I want more.
Maybe I want even five more. Then you go to the patreon.com/middlechildren. You sign up to be a Screw Marsha.
Yeah.
And that's where you get a real insight into us, because we do a high episode, honey, and we spill the tea.
It's really true.
But until next time, guys.
Until next time.
Live every day like you're the oldest.
Love you. Bye.
The Middle Children.
Middle Children is produced by Cameron Rude.
Our theme song is written and performed by Hannah Solo and Alex Mitchell.
With photography by Sarah Nathan.
And artwork by Abby Lloyd.
BTW, FYI, tap the banner ASAP to learn about Nexplanon, etanogestrel implant 68 milligrams radiopaque, or ask your HCP IRL. Visit Nexplanon.com RN. KTTYL.
Summer is supposed to be an opportunity to slow down, but when you look at your kids, you can't help but notice that your kids are growing up fast. Help them build independence as they grow with Greenlight. Greenlight is a debit card and money app for families, where parents can keep an eye on kids' money habits while kids learn how to save, invest, and spend wisely. It's the easy, convenient way to raise financially smart kids. Get your first month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.